Savitri, from the bottom of page 328 to the top of page 331. There, substance was a resonant harp of self, a net for the constant lightnings of the spirit, a magnet power of love's intensity, whose yearning throb and adoration's cry drew God's approaches close, sweet, wonderful. Its solidity was a mass of heavenly make, its fixity and sweet permanence of charm made a bright pedestal for felicity. Its bodies, woven by a divine sense, prolonged the nearness of soul's clasp with soul. Its warm play of external sight and touch reflected the glow and thrill of the heart's joy, mind's climbing brilliant thoughts, the spirit's bliss. Life's rapture kept forever its flame and cry. All that now passes lived immortal there, in the proud beauty and fine harmony of matter plastic to spiritual light. Its ordered hours proclaimed the eternal law. Vision reposed on a safety of deathless forms. Time was eternity's transparent robe, an architect hewing out self's living rock, phenomenon built reality's summer house on the beaches of the sea of infinity. Against this glory of spiritual states, their parallels and yet their opposites, floated and swayed, eclipsed and shadow-like, as if a doubt made substance, flickering, pale, this other scheme, two vast negations found. A world that knows not its inhabiting self, labors to find its cause and need to be. A spirit ignorant of the world it made, obscured by matter, travestied by life, struggles to emerge, to be free, to know and reign. These were close tied in one disharmony, yet the divergent lines met not at all. Three powers governed its irrational course. In the beginning, an unknowing force. In the middle, an embodied striving soul. In its end, a silent spirit denying life. A dull and infelicitous interlude unrolls its dubious truth to a questioning mind, compelled by the ignorant power to play its part and to record her inconclusive tale, the mystery of her inconscient plan, and the riddle of a being born from night by a marriage of necessity with chance. This darkness hides our nobler destiny, a chrysalis of a great and glorious truth. It stifles the winged marvel in its sheath, lest from the prison of matter it escape and, wasting its beauty on the formless vast, merged into the unknowable's mystery, leave unfulfilled the world's miraculous fate. As yet, thought only some high spirit's dream or a vexed illusion in man's toiling mind, a new creation from the old shall rise, a knowledge inarticulate, fine speech, beauty suppressed, burst into paradise bloom, pleasure and pain dive into absolute bliss. A tongueless oracle shall speak at last. The superconscient, conscious grow on earth. The eternal's wonders join the dance of time. But now all seemed a vainly teeming vast, upheld by a deluded energy, to a spectator, self-absorbed and mute, careless of the unmeaning show he watched, regarding the bizarre procession pass like one who waits for an expected end. He saw a world that is from a world to be. There he divined rather than saw or felt, far off upon the rim of consciousness, transient and frail, this little whirling globe, and on it, left like a lost dream's vain mold, a fragile copy of the spirit's shell, his body gathered into mystic sleep. A foreign shape, it seemed, a mythic shade.